This is the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104, today's hits. And joining me on the phone line today, we have from CED Conway, Nick Swan. Nick, how are you?
I'm doing good, Gino. How are you doing?
I'm doing excellent. First and foremost, how are you when it comes to the health? How's your family? Everybody okay?
Everyone's good. Everyone's healthy. We're maintaining our social distancing and plugging away at it. Looking forward to the flip side of this, you know?
Yes, absolutely. For sure. I think a lot of people are, and I'm happy to hear that you're doing the social distancing. I'm sorry that you weren't able to join me in the studio this morning, but we do appreciate the call, and we want to learn about how CED Conway is dealing with what's going on in the outside world. I know you guys are still doing business, but technically it's curbside pickup. Why don't we start there?
So a couple weeks ago when we started looking at this and the spreading of it, we wanted to take care of the safety of our customers and our associates working here. So I had a team huddle, and we decided that we wanted to keep business as normal and help people as much as possible. We figured the best way to do that was closing the front door. So we're still doing curbside pickup, and we're still doing free delivery daily. Our hours are normal just for the safety of everyone. We're not letting people walk into the building.
Very good. Yeah, and you got to do what you got to do, and that's completely understandable. And I think at this point, we appreciate that. People are appreciating that that cautious step in order to do business. Just in case somebody out there hasn't stopped by CED Conway, what do you guys offer? What kind of business do you consider yourself?
All right, so we are an electrical parts distributor. So if you need something to keep the electricity going in your house, we are the people. Now, we are not installers. We are many licensed electricians in this valley, many qualified guys who I could recommend for that. But we sell the parts to keep things going, whether it be a light bulb for your lamp or you need to rewire your entire house. We have what you need.
Yeah, I mean, and that's from everything from generators, portable and standby, like you said, bulbs. I mean, anything that you guys, people may need, you guys have.
Yeah, I mean, generators has been a huge one for us, both the portable and the standby. I mean, the home standby is a go-to up here because it's peace of mind that you don't have to think about it. The power goes out, the generator starts back on immediately, and you're stayed running. We also have portable for people who don't need that, and also for good for job sites, campsites, whatever you need. That's been a really big one for us in the community.
That's great to hear. And you mentioned, too, your staff. You guys are knowledgeable staff. You are happy to help with any questions and recommendations, as you mentioned.
Yes, absolutely. We are a very good variety of personalities and knowledge here. So put together, we make a really good team that's able to help with pretty much any questions you have.
Yeah, it's really great. And in a time like this, this is a time where people start going through their house, maybe have a little bit more time than they planned, you know, considering everything. But maybe there's some home projects that they can go after or realize that maybe they need some supplies that they didn't have before, batteries, light bulbs, things of that nature. You guys are a good place for that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, again, light bulbs, who doesn't need them, right? I mean, they burn out when you
sure
replace them, and they burn out half the time when we're changing them with the old incandescent ones. So we switched primarily to offering LEDs at this point because it's much more longevity, much more value for your money. That's primarily what we offer for light bulbs at this point. But besides that, we have all the tools you need to do any electrical projects in your house. We have wire, sockets. And one thing I do want to stress before we go too far is if you do not know what you're doing, pick up the phone and call an electrician. There are, as I mentioned before, there are many qualified guys in this area. But with electricity, it's just not something that you don't want to mess around with if you don't know what you're doing, but the many projects you can take on yourself safely.
Yeah, no, that's a very good point, especially when people, you let that boredom sink in, people are like, I could take a look at it, I can maybe try something new. That's obviously not recommended. Call the experts.
Exactly. I mean, it all depends on your level of comfort and expertise. I mean, many people have different levels of it, and you're really your own best judge. But if you question, should I do this or could I do it? Pick up the phone and call someone.
And actually, on that note, looking forward a little bit, hopefully we can keep our fingers crossed. Maybe things will be up and ready if not. But May is going to be National Electrical Safety Month for you guys and across the nation. So that's something to start thinking about, too, about those potential safety hazards when it comes to electrical.
Oh, yes, absolutely. There's many of them that we have in our house that we're not even necessarily aware of, and many of these we can address without calling an electrician. For example, do you know that the National Electric Code recommends that extension cords do not remain in use for more than 24 hours at a time?
No, I did not know that. Look at that.
So if you have areas where you are running extension cords for long periods of time, it may be a good time to think about adding an outlet or having an electrician come in and add some plugs for you. Be a good opportunity for that. Another thing, think about loose connections. Do you have any lights in your house that are flickering? You might want to have that checked out. something that's big to me, kind of related to electrical safety, are the smoke detectors in your house.
Yeah.
As you know, that's a big passion of mine.
Yep.
But those smoke detectors in your house are only good for 10 years. Afterwards, they are no longer guaranteed to warn you of a fire. And I found out that most people are not aware of that, so this is a good time to go through and replace any smoke detectors that you have if you're questioning the age of them.
It's kind of those little things that you might not think of on a regular basis, but now that you have some extra time, you might as well think of them and make sure that your family's safe and ready to go.
That's just it. I mean, even think about it. You have those. We've all had those outlets in our houses where the cord stays loose and barely stays plugged into the outlet. That's something that you should get addressed. That could be a hazard over time.
Mm-hmm.
And just all sorts of little things like that.
Yep. You guys are no stranger to giving back to this community, especially the Mount Washington Valley. Although you're still relatively new here, you've done a lot so far. And now in this time of need, you guys have decided to do some really cool things, supporting local restaurants and doing some grocery gift cards and things of that nature. Talk about how CED Conway is trying to give back.
All right. Well, as you mentioned, we are new to the community as a business, but the people that work here, we are all Long Valley residents, and we love this area. And we're just really happy to have an opportunity to give back with this company we have. So, yes, we did. We went out and got some gift cards for local grocery stores that we have so we can give to people that are in need. It's just one way we've been able to give back. And then we got together as a team. We decided that we wanted to give a little back to the community. So we are committed to going out and buying lunch twice a week from a local restaurant or business that is impacted by this current situation. So we've been going out and we're picking local businesses that we want to support, and we are going out and trying to vary as much as possible and go out and order, take out lunch twice a week from them.
And that is very appreciated. We've been saying that here on the radio station for a little while now, and we'll continue to do so. Shopping local and eating local has never been more important. We want all the local stores to come on the other side of this and be with us. It's the lifeblood of the Valley, as you know. So I think everybody should really kind of reach out there and try to do that as much as they can.
I agree, and this is why we're really fortunate to be a part of this community, because we see this all over the news that we're all in this together, but let's face it, that's how the Valley operates. We always are in everything together, and if one area can pull through something like this strong, it's us.
Yep, I completely agree. Well, Nick, I won't take up much more of your time. I appreciate the call and checking in. Don't forget, everyone, May is National Electrical Safety Month. I know it's a few weeks away, but it's definitely a good time to start thinking about those things, and CED Conway will be there for you. Like I said, the front door is closed, but they are doing curbside pickup. You can just give them a call or reach out to them, and they can do some business with you. Nick, what is the best way that they can reach you guys?
Best way to reach us right now for immediate service is our phone. It's 603-480-5161. I know the exchange is weird, but I promise I'll get you through to someone local in Conway.
Excellent. Sounds good. And, of course, we'll throw up all types of information on our website, too, and people will be able to check that out at conwaymagic.com. Nick, stay safe. My best wishes to you and your staff, and hopefully we'll get to see you in person next time.
All right. Yep, you stay safe, too. And to all the listeners, stay safe, stay healthy. Look forward to seeing you guys soon.
It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.